All right. Okay. Back at it. A people not reckoning themselves among the nations, this is exactly what we are to be doing. We are not like the world. If we are a chosen people dwelling alone as sojourners here, listen, his chosen people don't act like the nations. We don't do what they do. We don't like what they like. Totally different. What's a sojourner? It's alone. You're by yourself. That's what he's telling us. We are here, but we're not alone when we're sojourning in him. That's what's so wonderful about the Messiah and Yehovah. We're not alone. We may feel alone. The enemy wants us to feel alone. But we got all we want and all we need when he's right here with us. 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a set-apart nation, a people for a possession, that you should proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Deuteronomy 7:6. For you are a set-apart people to Yehovah your Elohim. Yehovah your Elohim has chosen you to be a people for himself, a treasure possession above all the peoples on the face of the earth. What do we be doing? Proclaiming the praise of him who called me out of darkness. He called me out of darkness. When Balak doesn't get what he is paying for, he takes Balaam to another high place called Sophim, Strong's 86839, which means watchers. And this was a lookout point and comes from the root word Safath, Strong's 86822, which means to look out, spy, and keep watch. This was a lookout point where one could watch for approaching enemies. And so Balak takes his prophet for hire to a spot to get a better view of Yisrael, who they deem as an encroaching enemy. Notice what it was deemed as? They're the enemy. Yehovah, chosen people. You the enemy once you start following Torah. Y'all the enemy. We the enemy. I'm not going to say y'all weak. Like I'm not doing this. We the enemy. They once again, because that's the first, you better, I done heard it said, you better watch out about them people over there. They got a spirit. This was said from a believer. We have a spirit. Well, yeah, you're right. We do. It's called set apart. Amen. Hey, I'm not denying it. We do have it, set apart. Yeshua had it. They thought he had a devil in him too. They once again, so that's good company they putting us in. That's some good company. I don't even know. We might need another CD. No, I'm just playing. They once again built another seven slaughter places, and Balaam again received the word from Yehovah. He makes it clear that no matter how many times you try to get a different answer, Yehovah is not a man to lie, nor the son of man to repent. He does not change his mind. No matter how many times you want to insert your butts, he's not going to change his mind. We have great safety and assurance in the fact that his word remains the same. Boy, ain't y'all glad I put that other CD in? We would have missed this. This is some good stuff. Great safety and assurance in the fact that his word remains the same. I'm so glad his word is set and written in stone, and he does not change his mind. Romans 11:29, for the gifts and calling of Elohim are not to be repented of. Titus 1:2, an expectation of everlasting life, which Elohim, who does not lie, promised before times of old. Hebrews 6:18, so that by two unchangeable matters, in which it is impossible for Elohim to lie, we might have strong encouragement. We have fled for refuge. We who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the expectations set before us. As mentioned earlier, that a curse without cause does not come. And no matter what the enemy tries, we are protected in Messiah. And even this prophet for hire cannot curse for a fee. Balaam tells Balak, the source of Yisrael's blessing, it is the living presence of Yehovah himself among them. When others attack Yehovah people, they attack Yehovah. And no one, that's why he tells us, y'all ain't gotta react to their stuff. He says, no one can prevail against him. And he cannot be manipulated. Oh, hallelujah. Balak then takes Balaam to another high place. Surely. Come on, you got to curse these people. You got to. Surely. To another high place. And so we can learn that the devastator will not stop at trying to get you cursed. And in trying to deceive you, he will always try to get you to see the truth from another angle. Let's look at it a different way. Huh? Or a different viewpoint. Be it Catholic, Protestant, Baptist, Methodist, etc. They are all the same, just different hilltops of the same pagan-rooted system of twisted worship that assumes to use aspects of the truth in an extravagant manner to try to look impressive, yet lack true power in the spirit. And that's it. Oh, wow. This is some good stuff, I'm telling you. His Torah is it's life. It's exciting. And notice, no matter how many times the enemy tries and tries and tries, listen, he's just doing his job. That's his job, to try to manipulate you, to try to deceive you, to try to get you from out under that covering. But lo and behold, we stay underneath there. We have nothing. He cannot manipulate Yehovah. Because that's who he's trying. When he's trying to manipulate you, he's trying to manipulate Yehovah. And it cannot happen. Cannot happen. Listen, we have to stay rooted and grounded in his word like never before. Never before we got to stay rooted and grounded. Because he's going to see us through the tough times. He sees us through the awesome times. Listen, we in this world, you will have pressure. It's just what it is. He said, but take heed. I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. He's so good to us. Amen. Let's stand. What an honor. What an honor to be here in his presence and to take part of him in this word that is so encouraging and so beneficial to our life. The Torah is so beneficial to our life. And I'm so thankful for it. So thankful that we took a stand. To really live out the scriptures, when he calls us a chosen people and a royal priesthood, to live it out, no matter what the world thinks or what the world says. What matters is what he thinks of me and what he says of us. Amen? That's what matters the most. Any prayer requests?